AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Any moment now, President Obama will announce that he's giving up on his campaign promise to end the war in Afghanistan. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports that 5,500 U.S. troops will stay in Afghanistan beyond next year.
6 months ago, the president backed off a plan to pull several thousand troops from Afghanistan this year.
The specific trajectory of the 2016 drawdown will be established later this year.
Now he's tossing aside his pledge to end the war before leaving office in a change the Pentagon has been pushing for months.
The narrative that we're leaving Afghanistan is self-defeating. We can't.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Taliban advances in parts of the country show the Afghans still need help. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
His lawyer says former House Speaker Dennis Hastert will plead guilty in a case involving allegations of sexual misconduct, lying to the FBI, and hush money. A plea deal would mean there wouldn't be a trial and any secrets would remain secret. This morning, a judge set a hearing for later this month. Inflation is so low, the government says those on Social Security will not get a benefit increase next year. But advocates say the government is basing its calculations on how working people spend their money, not retirees like Susan Bradshaw, who lives in a government-subsidized senior facility in Atlanta.
Price of food's gone up. Price of where you live's gone up, unless you live in a government-assisted place. Where are you going to get the money to live on?
Kia is recalling late-model Sorento SUVs because the transmission can be shifted out of park when the driver's foot isn't on the brake. That's a violation of safety laws. This is AP Radio News. The Department of Homeland Security had computer problems last night that took out the ability to check airline passengers' names against a terror watch list. Our Shirley Smith has word of how customs officials handled this.
The outage lasted about an hour and a half. The agency says customs agents processed international travelers using so-called alternative procedures until the systems went back online. That did cause delays. There were widespread complaints on social media, with passengers posting reports of long lines at airports in New York, Boston, Dallas-Fort Worth, and other ports of entry into the U.S. Shirley Smith, Washington.
California's Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom would like voters to tighten the state's gun laws. He's unveiling a proposal today to restrict ammunition sales, require gun owners to turn in large capacity magazines, and require people to report lost guns. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.